Welcome to Life Study of the Bible with Witness Lee, a program provided by Living Stream Ministry and featuring the ministry of Watchman Nee and Witness Lee. Witness Lee, a servant of the Lord for over 7 decades on 5 continents, culminated his ministry with a 21-year, book-by-book exposition of the entire Bible, which he called a life study. And we're delighted to bring you short portions of this spoken ministry on today's broadcast. Now, let's join today's life study.
There is a wonderful account in Matthew chapter 15 about a Gentile woman who approaches Christ not as an upright and qualified person, but as a dog just willing to eat the crumbs that have fallen from the table. This kind of heart touched the Lord very much, and he used her coming as an opportunity to present one of the great truths of the Christian life. We'll get into this matter in some detail today, and we're very happy that Dick Taylor is back for another of our Life Study of Matthew programs. Welcome back, Dick.
Really good to be back.
Dick, today the message is going to cover this marvelous story of the Canaanite woman who approaches the Lord Jesus about healing her daughter. And he points out to her that the food is for the master's children and not for the dogs. But this story follows an account that we looked at yesterday regarding the traditions of religion that have usurped the authority of God's word. Specifically, the tradition in question was that of hand washing that the Pharisees and Sadducees cared so much about. There's a connection between these two events that's going to be very important in our program today. Maybe you could review this confrontation that took place between the Lord Jesus and the religious people over the matter of hand washing.
Yeah, the Sadducees and Pharisees were accusing the disciples of eating without washing their hands. But the Lord, in turn, exposed them and made it very clear that it's not a matter of outward practice as it is a matter of inward condition. He made it very clear that their heart was rotten, and they needed something to happen on the inside. So now you come to this section we have today, and we see these two sections linked, the matter of so-called washing of the hands, and now the eating of Jesus, the eating of the bread under the table. And the link between these two is really the matter of eating Christ, because God's focus is our inward condition and not just our outward practice. So we need to be really turned and realize even the Lord arranged this doctrinally in the book of Matthew so we would get the point. His burden is not outward practice. His burden is in our inward condition and constitution. We need reconstituted with Christ. Otherwise, we are not fit for the kingdom. The kingdom must have a reality. The reality is Christ getting into our being to be everything to us and everything through us so that he could have a kingdom and an expression on this earth.
Well, let's read the account of the Canaanite woman or the Gentile woman who came seeking healing for her daughter. This is Matthew 15 and beginning at verse 21. And Jesus went from there and withdrew into the parts of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a Canaanite woman came out from those borders and cried out, saying, "Have mercy on me, Lord, son of David. My daughter suffers terribly from demon possession." But he did not answer her a word. And his disciples came and implored him, saying, "Send her away, for she's crying out after us." But he answered and said, "I was not sent except to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." But she came and worshipped him, saying, "Lord, help me." But he answered and said, "It is not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the little dogs." And she said, "Yes, Lord, for even the little dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table."
Amen.
Then Jesus answered and said to her, "O woman, great is your faith. Be it done to you as you wish." And her daughter was healed from that hour. Here's Witness Lee with our first portion today.
If you would pay a careful attention to the book of Matthew, chapter 15, verses 21 through 39, you would notice that here, right after the argument about the washing of hands is a record of feeding on Jesus. These two sections are put together just to show you one thing, what the Lord wants us to have. is not the washing of the hand, but the eating of him. Regardless how many times you wash your hand, you'll be still angry. In this section, the Lord shows us not the washing, but a dirty dog eating. The Lord doesn't care for the washing. Whether they are dirty or not dirty, that doesn't mean anything, but you are hungry, you have to take care of your hunger.
Amen.
The Lord didn't say, okay, girl, I agree with you. You do have a right to eat of me, but you are dirty. Go to wash first and come back to eat. Washing was in the foregoing section, not in this section. In this section is the matter of eating. It is not outwardly to wash out your dirt, but it is altogether to get yourself so clean from within. How could we get ourselves clean from within? All the medical doctors know. To get inside clean, you need to put in something. How could you get something into you? No other way. Eating. The Lord Jesus, he, as the very nourishing food, is the top detergent. When he, as the feeding food, get into you, he not only nourishes you, he what? He cleanses you. Not cleanses you outwardly, but inwardly. He does not wash your hand, he washes your inside. Could you see the connection? These points connect the two sections together. Oh, today, day by day, week after week, Sunday after Sunday, the sermons on the pulpit, do the hand washing. You don't need this kind of washing. You need a detergent to get into your vessels. To get into your systems.
Amen.
You don't need the water to wash your hand. You need some medicine to get into your blood.
Amen.
Not the washing, but the eating.
Well, Dick, without any question, fallen mankind surely is dirty and needs to be clean. But it seems very clear here that the kind of cleansing we really need is not the outward cleansing of our hands and what that symbolizes. It really represents the cleansing offered by religion. But we need something much more inward. How can we get this heavenly detergent into our system?
We get this wonderful heavenly detergent into our system, Chris, by eating Jesus. I like the fact that Jesus is not only our nourishing food, but he's the very cleansing element, the divine heavenly detergent. So it's one thing to wash the hands outwardly. It's another thing to get your system clean inwardly. And as our brother mentioned, the medical doctors know that when food gets in, something happens in an internal way.
Right.
We need washed in our vessel. We need washed in our system. We need washed in our constitution. The only possibility of this kind of washing is taking Christ in. We can eat Christ. In fact, we can eat Christ all through the day, many times a day, even by short prayers, even if we would just pray, oh, Lord Jesus, I receive you. Lord, I love you. Lord, I enjoy you. Come into me a little more.
Mm-hmm.
As we pray in this kind of way, the Lord is coming in as the very food, not only to nourish us, but also he is the divine detergent, cleansing us and purifying us from all that we are. So we need to pray, Lord, come into me. Lord, purify me more and more. Cause me to hate not just sin and the world, but even my natural self, my natural disposition, my natural life. I need you, Lord. As we pray and open up this way, what happens? We're eating Jesus. And spontaneously, there is an inward cleansing transpiring. That is, the old element is being taken away. And Christ himself is being added into our being. So may we many times through the day call on the Lord's dear name, express our love to him, and open our heart to him, to be purified more and more so that we don't just have a kind of outward cleansing of the hands, quote unquote, just a kind of religious practice. But we really enjoy Christ coming into us, even to become our new constitution for the sake of the kingdom of the heavens.
Mm. Dick, I know it's very popular right now. A lot of people are on these so-called cleansing diets, you know, different combinations of fruits and juices and things that cleanse out our system. This is the real cleansing diet.
Absolutely.
To be eating daily of the heavenly bread.
That's right. Just like a song we sing, hallelujah, eating Jesus is the way.
Is the way, right. Well, let's go on, Dick. We want to look at the real significance now of this marvelous exchange that takes place between the Lord and this Canaanite woman. Here's Witness Lee once again.
When the Canaanite woman was crying, the disciples got bothered. They said, Lord, send her away. That means what? That means telling the Lord to do something again. Lord, do something for her. Send her away. She's bothering us. Won't you do something? Couldn't you do something? Send her away. Then the Lord Jesus answered, I came for the lost sheep of Israel. Then the Lord Jesus told her, I came as the bread to the children. It is not legal, right, to throw the bread for the children to the dogs. This woman said, yes, Lord. Yes, no doubt, I'm one among the dirty dogs. I'm one of the hidden dogs, pagan dogs. Lord, don't forget, even the dog has a portion. The dog's position is not on the table like the children's. The children's position is on the table. And the dog's position is under the table. Now you are not on the table. And the table is the land of Israel. But now you are under the table. And the place under the table is the Gentile world. And now you are under the table. You are not on the table where the children are. You are now under the table where the dogs are. This woman was smart. Saying what? Yes, sir. The dogs also eat the crumbs under the table. So the Lord Jesus got caught. The Lord Jesus lost the case. Why the Lord Jesus in this place didn't ask her to be washed? If the Lord did this is contrary to the foregoing section. In the foregoing section, the Lord condemned, belittled the outward washing. This gives us a stronger emphasis on eating. It doesn't mean that we don't need the washing. The blood is here. Strike the blood and eat the lamb. We need the washing. But in order not to mix up the concept, in this section of eating, the Lord Jesus just didn't say anything about washing. The Lord did this purposely to show to his disciples that what they needed was one thing, not the washing, but the eating. Don't wait till you are washed, then you eat. Eat, eat as what you are. Just as I come to eat. Even I'm a dirty dog, I don't need to be washed, then I come to eat. Eating is first. Eating is on top of everything. Eating.
Dick, of course, every word, even the order of the stories and events in the Bible helps convey the divine revelation. We have to know that nothing in this section is insignificant. The Lord could have used any story to make this point about eating, but it's too interesting that the story he selected is this story of the dogs getting to eat of the heavenly crumbs under the table. Dick, I know I have a couple. Nothing really, in a way, is dirtier than a dog, is it?
No, that's true. But thank the Lord he reached the dogs.
Yeah.
We see even this section is a real dispensational change where the Lord moved from the Israelites to the Gentiles. Thank the Lord we could be included. But what do we look like? We look like just dirty dogs. But even this section shows, Chris, that the Lord's emphasis is not on dirt.
Right.
The Lord's emphasis is on eating. Even I like the song that our brother referred to, just as I am without one plea.
Yeah.
Yes, the Lord does cleanse us by his blood. But the real need of people is not just an outward cleansing. We need even more an inward constitution. We need to be uninhibited eaters of Jesus. And I like eating means you don't sit there and look at the food. You don't sit there and study the food. You don't sit there and even meditate over the food. You receive that food. You take that food into you and you enjoy that food. The Lord's looking for this. Religion means we just worship God. No enjoyment of Christ. We don't eat our food. The Lord is offended if we don't take him in. So the Lord got caught by this woman. And she said, yeah, even the little dogs get to eat the crumbs under the table. Hear Christ as the real, genuine food, the bread of life in this universe, was knocked off the so-called land of Israel and into the Gentile country. And there she was, a Gentile, a little dog, under the table, able to eat the crumbs. So even in this portion, Chris, it's so good. The emphasis, even with dirty dogs, is not with the dirt. The emphasis is with eating Jesus. We just need to eat, enjoy, take in, receive, pray, open, whatever we can do to receive this marvelous King over and over and over again so that we're reconstituted for the sake of the kingdom of the heavens. The Lord desires a testimony on this earth. There's no way to imitate this King. You have to eat this King. And I'm so happy, like one song we sing, he became small enough to eat. Don't misunderstand this. This means that he became so available.
Right.
Just like the little crumbs.
Right.
So that anyone, anywhere, and you can't go any lower than the floor.
Right.
The Lord can be eaten by anyone at any time if we're just open to him. Oh, Lord, we love to receive you. We love to eat you. We love to be reconstituted with you.
Dick, there's one more angle to this story that we want to look at in this final section. I think this is marvelous. If we look at it carefully, we can realize that this Canaanite woman did not come to the Lord seeking food, seemingly. She came seeking healing. Let's see how this is turned to emphasize this matter of eating. Here's Witness Lee.
Actually, what happened didn't need the eating. You see, it was not that the woman was hungry. No, it was that her daughter was sick. And she came to seek healing of the Lord for her daughter. But the Lord, made the case in the way of eating. Why the Lord didn't say, I came as a physician to the children of Israel. I cannot heal any heathens. I cannot heal dogs. Why the Lord said, I came as bread to the children. It is not right to throw the bread to the dogs. Could you follow me? What the woman talked about was not something related to eating. That was related to healing. But the Lord Jesus referred that case to eating. The Lord Jesus did this purposely. For what purpose? For the purpose to show us what we need is not the washing, but the eating. Could you see this? And Matthew just put these two facts together to make a doctrine that we may see. What we need for the kingdom of the heavens is not an outward cleaning, but an inward thing. We need Jesus inwardly. Okay, after the eating, what happened? The healing comes. I tell you, the proper healing should come from the inward eating. This is the doctrinal point concerning eating here. Why Matthew put healing right after eating? It shows the proper healing should come from our eating. dietitians would tell you, if you eat well, you eat properly, there'll be no sickness. All sickness come from what? From wrong eating. Eating well, eating properly, eating adequately, you will not be sick. Rather, the proper eating will heal you.
Dick, what a tremendous point to conclude with today. Of course, many Christians are occupied, I would say almost preoccupied, with this matter of healing, healing, healing. It's a big issue.
That's true.
But let's talk about the connection here in Matthew between eating and the real healing.
The real healing comes uniquely from eating. It's so good that the Lord put these two cases together. The doctrinal arrangement really indicates that if you really want to be genuinely healed, you need to eat Jesus. You need to take His element, His essence, His being, His life into you for a reconstitution. Only eating can make you properly well and in good condition. You know, somebody could be outwardly healed even from cancer.
Right.
By the Lord,
mm-hmm.
but may not be changed one bit inwardly.
Right.
Did they have the real healing? No. The real healing is Christ being added to your being little by little, day by day, until you're reconstituted with Him and you become a genuine person in the kingdom of the heavens. So our real need is definitely the matter of eating. I like the fact that the Lord's basically saying, you don't need healing, you need me. And you don't need healing in an outward way, you need me in an inward way.
Right.
So what we need more and more is to have a change inwardly. The Lord would get into our vessel, into our system, into our fibers, and every way we would be reconstituted with Christ. I surely enjoy Ephesians 3, 16 and 17, don't you, Brother Chris?
Yes, yes.
We pray, oh, Father, strengthen me
us.
Into my inner man with power through your Spirit, that Christ might make his home in our hearts through faith. The need, as indicated by these verses in Ephesians, is a reconstitution with Christ making his home in our entire being. May we open our being to give him the way to really reconstitute us. When we open the door, when we continually open our heart, open our mouth, exercise our spirit to receive him, enjoy him, and love him, then we're eating him. When we're eating him, spontaneously we receive the genuine healing, which is from the inside out. Thank the Lord for the doctrinal arrangement in Matthew to bring us to the unique solution to all the problems, that is, eating Jesus is the way.
Dick, as we close, I just want to emphasize one more time. Of course, we don't deny, and even, in fact, we would worship the Lord if he would choose to heal an outward situation, an outward physical illness or ailment.
Right.
But the real sickness that all of us suffer from, mm-hmm. the real sicknesses are inward.
That's true.
And we all know what those are in our own life. And there's one solution. It's not some miraculous divine act for one time, but it's this daily eating, assimilating of the very Christ and his element into our being.
That's correct.
This is the real healing.
Amen.
Thank you, Brother Dick.
You're welcome, Brother Chris.
Really good to have you back, and we're going to have you back very soon.
Hallelujah. Eating Jesus is the way.
Amen.